with us for the invocation by Monsignor Escobel of St. Anthony Cuda Church, and Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Fest.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, remembering on Sunday the events of 9/11/2001, and the daily news gives constant reminders of the importance of strong, dedicated, faith-filled leaders. When just leaders speak out, justice is served and the well-being of society is promoted. Tonight, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that Reedley has such leaders who are strong, dedicated, and faith-filled. We ask that you bless them, that they may continue to seek justice and the well-being of all our beloved community of Reedley. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Would you join our council in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Could we have roll call, please?
Councilmember Beck.
Here.
Councilmember Betancourt.
Here.
Councilmember Fast.
Here.
Councilmember Rodriguez.
Here.
Mayor Cellino.
Here. Agenda approval. Are there any additions or deletions from tonight?
There are none from staff, Mayor.
Okay. Do I hear a motion and a second?
Motion.
Second.
They're moved and second. Call for the question.
Councilmember Beck.
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt.
Yes.
Councilmember Fast.
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mayor Cellino.
Yes. Tonight we have a presentation, fire department presentation, including recognition of promotions, and I'd like to turn it over to Fire Chief Isaac.
Good evening, Council, Mr. Mayor. So this is the fun part of my job, what we're going to do tonight. I've got a couple of things to go over. First of all, I want to introduce some new firefighters, and then secondly, we'll acknowledge some promotions that recently happened at the fire department as well. So right now, I'd like all of our new firefighters to come and address and stand in front of the city council, please. So we have 9 new firefighters. I think we have 7 here tonight. So we'll go through them, and I'll mention the other 2 as well as we get through it. So as I call your name, just take one step out, and I'll do a brief bio on you. Tim Anderson. Tim was born and raised in Reedley. His parents are classmates of mine, and you may know his mother through the city of Dinuba, if that rings a bell.
Yes.
He's a recent graduate of the COS Fire Academy, and he's employed at a local CrossFit gym. Thank you, Tim. Next, we have Anthony Seha. Anthony's currently attending Fresno State University, majoring in psychology, and he's employed by a local franchise business. Thank you, Anthony. Tony Cortez. Tony moved to Reedley from Houston when he was 7th grade. He currently works in the CYM after-school program at Lincoln School, and he's pursuing college to finish his education. Thank you. Art Gonzalez. Art's a product of our Fire Explorer program, which we're real proud of, to see these young men, actually teenagers, turn into young men and become firefighters for the city of Reedley. Yeah. And he's got 2 years' experience with the United States Forest Service. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Art.
Great.
Daniel Lopez. Daniel's experienced. He was a paid call fire engineer with Fresno County Cal Fire for at least 15 years that I'm aware of. He's currently employed by a large agricultural and transportation company, and he's married to Tori, who's here in the audience, and they have 2 daughters, Neela and Celine. Next will be Peter Lopez, who's not here tonight. He's actually working a shift. He is a graduate graduate of the FCC Fire Academy, and he's currently employed and working a shift with Fresno County Cal Fire. Juan Morales. Juan, another product of our Fire Explorer program. He's currently a student attending Ridley College, and his focus is on wildland firefighting. Thank you, Juan. Christian Ramos. Christian is currently employed by a major retailer in Clovis. He's attending Ridley College and majoring in administrative justice. Miguel Vialta is not here tonight, but Miguel was raised in Ridley. He was recently with the CYM after school program, and he's pursuing a career with the CHP. And so I think that does it. I didn't miss anybody, did I? Okay. Anyway, these young men have taken on the challenge of becoming firefighters for the city of Ridley. They've gone through the Fire Academy. They've all passed with flying colors. They're dedicated and committed, and we just welcome them as new firefighters. They're from our community. You know, they're going to serve us well. We're excited to have them.
Great. That's great. Welcome aboard, gentlemen. Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
You know you're going to get in trouble for making that comment, right?
It's okay. I can take the heat. Okay. Next, I'd like to recognize some promotions, and I'd like to have Nelson Alvarado and Gilbert Torres come to the front, please. These two gentlemen recently promoted from firefighter to fire engineer. Nelson, take a step forward, please. He became a volunteer at the Ridley Fire Department in April of 2007, and he's been a really good responder over the years. Nelson was awarded the Hispanic Heritage Award for life-saving patient care in 2012 by former State Assemblyman Henry T. Perea. He's a member of our Swiftwater Rescue Team, and he's currently employed by Cal Fire. Thank you. Gilbert Torres, I don't know what to say about Gilbert. He humbles me. Gilbert is a U.S. Army Reserve and has served our country in Iraq and probably other places that he can't tell us. He's done some things that just amaze me. He became a volunteer with us in November of 2008. He's a consistent responder, and we can count on him to show up for a lot of calls. He's participated in numerous out-of-county wildland fire incidents up and down the state like we have every year. And he's also a Swiftwater Rescue Team member and is employed at Thiele Technologies. And because of their commitment and willingness to learn and train, they have earned the opportunity to promote to fire engineer. We appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Next, I'd like to call up Efren Martinez. Efren became a volunteer with us in October of 2006. And several years later, he promoted to engineer. He's been a consistent call runner and has the most responses during the overnight hours. He gets out of bed and he goes, and that is so valuable. He's put a lot of time and effort with the department and has earned the respect of his colleagues. He's a Swiftwater Rescue Team member. He is our 2014 Firefighter of the Year, and we're just honored and pleased to announce his promotion to Fire Captain.
Wow. That's great.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
And lastly, I'd like to call up Justin Watson. As you know, we had a recent vacancy at the battalion chief position. Our battalion chief decided to take a job with another agency, so we did some internal recruitment, and Justin was selected as our next battalion chief. He's a lifelong Reedley resident. He's got 13 years with the Reedley Fire Department, beginning in March of 2003. He's a certified firefighter one, graduating from the Fresno City Fire Academy in 2004. Also in 2004, he was our top call runner of the year. 2007, he was our firefighter of the year. He was promoted to captain in March of 2011. He has previous experience with Fresno County Fire, the United States Forest Service, Cal Fire. He volunteered with the Fresno County Sheriff's Department Search and Rescue Unit. He's worked as an EMT with Sequoia Safety Council. He represented Reedley during Hurricane Katrina when he worked with FEMA to provide humanitarian aid in those regions that were affected by the hurricane. He's a heavy equipment operator and has operated bulldozers on fire lines throughout the state of California. He's a Swiftwater Rescue Team member. He's had been a foreman with a family landscaping business for many years, providing supervision of his employees, budget forecasting, hiring, equipment maintenance, and customer service. Most recently, and you probably know him, he's worked for the city of Reedley in the Public Works Department. He lives in Reedley with his wife Stephanie and their two daughters Whitney and Brooke. And Justin has demonstrated through this process the knowledge that it takes to go up to the next level at battalion chief. And we just appreciate him so much because of his value and his service. And like I said at our badge printing ceremony last night, this community really turns out some great people. You can see it at all different ages, and it is just wonderful to see them mature from a fire explorer program into a full, you know, blown firefighter. It just humbles me to death to be with this group of people.
That's great.
So that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
And thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
At this time, we go into public hearing. Public comment provides an opportunity for the public members to address the council on each item that are of interest to the public within the council jurisdiction and which are not already on agenda this evening. It's a policy of the council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the city manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment at this time? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Could you come to the podium? Give us your name and address, please.
My name is Hola. My name is Ru Núñez. Estoy aquí representando al grupo de mamás campeonas del cambio en Reedley, de esta ciudad. Venimos aquí a ustedes para invitarlos a todos a nuestro evento de salud llamado Reedley Family Health Events, el cual se llevará a cabo el 28 de septiembre de 6 a 8 en el Parque Mueller, en el Community Center, localizado atrás del Community Center.
Hello, good evening, council members and manager, city manager. My name is Ruth Núñez, and I am part of Champions for Change with our parents here, here in Reedley. We're here to invite you to our Reedley Family Health Event that is taking place September 28th. Which will from six to 8 p.m. here at our local community center.
En él les pondremos los avances hechos por ustedes. Gracias a ustedes que nos han ayudado a esta comunidad. Por ejemplo, el alumbrado, banquetas, la seguridad de nuestro vecindario y el jardín comunitario.
At this event, we're going to go ahead and we will be highlighting the success stories that have been made possible through you all. For example, the lighting within our community, sidewalks, just safety within the community of Reedley, and also the community garden that you all have been very supportive of.
Será un evento familiar donde compartiremos consejos para una buena salud y extender la invitación para que más miembros de la comunidad sean parte del cambio en nuestra ciudad.
So at this family event, we will go ahead and share all the success stories as well as continue to encourage our community and our residents to be part of this change and continue making Reedley a healthier community.
Esperamos su distinguida presencia en este gran evento para nosotras las mamás campeonas, con el cual a la vez nos sentiremos muy honradas todos los que estamos trabajando en él. Muchas gracias por su tiempo y esperamos verlos ahí.
And again, we would like to extend the invitation to you all. We would be honored to have you at this event that honestly couldn't take place without all the support of you all. And thank you for your time and hope to see you there. Thank you. Thank
you. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, going into notice to the public, consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under the consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove an item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinance, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Would any council member wish to remove an item?
I'd like to remove item 5, please.
Item 5 has been removed. Any others?
Just a comment, Mayor. Not really remove, but just want to thank staff, Chief Garza and his staff, for continuing to pursue federal grant monies and so forth, because I know that will enhance, you know, their effectiveness and their department. So thank you much.
Any other removal? See none. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Mayor.
Been moved and second. Excuse me. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, call for the question.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Mayor Salina?
Yes. Going back to item number 5, adopt resolution number 2016-081, amending the 2016-17 adopted budget, appropriating $28,000 from the fund 003-2710. For emergency repair of the fire engine 531. And fire chief?
Yes.
Just a question I had. Can you tell me a little bit about the engine that we're going to be repairing, how old it is, and are there other items that are not going to be replaceable on there?
The engine is actually a 2005 model, and so it's one of our more recent purchases.
Okay.
We don't foresee any other mechanical breakdowns at this point in time, other than the normal wear and tear items like tires and brakes, that kind of
sure.
thing. So this was just an unexpected failure.
Okay, and you think by getting a new engine and getting the retrofit done, it'll work properly on this engine?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's just that the engine that it's actually an auxiliary, it's not the main engine that drives the fire engine. It's a separate, smaller engine that actually drives a pump. So it provides us with what we call a pump and roll capability.
Right.
So we can start the little engine, keep driving the fire truck, and squirt water at the same time.
Right, right.
So it was that auxiliary engine that kind of gave up on us. So there are replacements. They are a little bit different than what they used to be, but the retrofit should be able to happen without any problems.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions, Council? See none. Do I hear a motion?
So move.
I'll second it.
Second. Moved and second. Is there any public comment? See none. Call for the question.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Mayor Cellino?
Yes. Going into item number 6, this is a workshop, and this is a presentation by the Greater Greeley Chamber of Commerce on activities undertaken since the adoption of the city's budget and goals for the upcoming year. Request by the Chamber for additional funds. And the City Council will take no vote on this item during the workshop. Turn it over to the City Manager.
Well, I think we're going to immediately turn it over to the Chamber. What we'd like to, thank you, Al. I think Tip Deason's going to come on up and explain what they've been working on, what they intend to do in the future. There is a request here coming to you for the additional $25,000. You may recall that in this past year's budget, we approved the Chamber at the $50,000 rate rather than the $75,000 rate. And I do believe you're going to be receiving a request for that additional $25,000. Now, this is a workshop only. There is no vote. So if Council so chooses at the end of their workshop, Council can ask staff to bring a resolution and budget amendment forward to the next Council meeting where that item can specifically be it can be specifically discussed tonight, but that item can be brought forward for a vote at the next council meeting. So no vote is expected, required, or allowed tonight at the workshop session. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're going to hear some exciting updates from the Chamber. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Tim.
Thank you, Nicole. Mr. Mayor, City Council, City Management, thanks for having us on the agenda tonight. Okay, the handout you just received, Mr. L. Smith will be going through that with you, but I wanted to, before we start with our presenters tonight, I wanted to give you a rundown of what we've been doing the last couple of months. So as you know, we've discussed this when I was here in June. We're going through a major transition and a bit of an overhaul, and we are moving ahead. We had the privilege of me cajoling or twisting my friend L. Smith's arm to come on board as our interim CEO, and he has been a great asset to the Chamber and to Reedley. And so Al and I have set our hands. The immediate task was reaching out to city management, to the newspaper, and to really start raising the level of awareness of where the Chamber has been, where we want the Chamber to go. And so through all of that, there's a lot of things we've been doing that nobody has really seen. And there's a lot of things that we've been doing that you can see. So we're doing a lot of organizational stuff that I've been working on, not only for the immediate needs. My executive board has just been absolutely great, and our treasurer this evening was still in the office working tonight at 6 o'clock when we were heading down here. So anyway, so there's a lot of things that we're putting into place now. Systems, financially, we are in a stable position, which is good. And we're getting the stage set for the next phase that I'm going to talk about. As we've been engaging people in the community, there's a sense of excitement. We're now receiving phone calls of people that want to get involved and volunteer for the Chamber. We have people that are approaching us, want to become members. And that's a good thing. And that's the direction that we need to go. And as chairman of the board, I'm focusing on some of the immediate emergency needs that we're doing, and then I'm focusing on membership growth and then also programs to come. So I'm way out ahead of my crew on a lot of things, so I'm already working on programs we're going to be implementing in November, December, and January, and February, going into the new year. The Fiesta is, everything is well underway, and we've got everybody in the room, including Chief Garza, pulled together a great group of people, because to tell you the truth, when I stepped into this, there's a lot of things I just didn't know. I was just so green at this. And so everybody's really stepped up. And so the Fiesta is the planning, everything, we're on track right now. So we're looking forward to a great event there. And the parade route is going to be back like it always has been. That's being moved back. And so we're getting everything on track. So we're very optimistic about that. Also had discussions with the Reedley Downtown Association. I've had a meeting with them, and we're moving forward to start cooperating on projects in Reedley, and including some events, and we're going to build that relationship there where we're working together, not against each other. And so there's good things on the horizon there. Also been assisting the city. Tony Stewart has been very good. Thank you, Tony, for sending me information when a new business pulls a business license. We're able to contact a business. We had a great ribbon cutting a couple of weeks ago down here at the barbecue place. Record crowd for ribbon cutting, for those of you that made it. There was 55 or 60 people there, and that was great. So, and a lot of it has to do with marketing, and that's the direction we're going to be going, is really marketing Reedley, marketing the Chamber of Commerce and what we can do and what we can bring to the table, and reaching out and just is putting the effort and the time into it. And when you do that, it's by evidence, just by that one ribbon cutting, people respond. And so that's very, very good stuff. The Nicole, I've worked with her. When there's been some issues on business retention, and so we're trying to respond as fast as we can. If there's an immediate need, I try to be on it the same day. And also outreaching with some other businesses now that are thinking about relocating to Reedley. Some of the new programs we're going to do here, part of the focus besides new members is just member retention. And our members need to know that they're getting some value for what they're putting into the chamber. And so we're going to be launching this fall a new program called Good Morning Reedley. And it'll be a gathering once a month. Chamber members, members of the public, potential members are all invited. We'll have a host, be hosted by a chamber member at their business. A brief meet and greet with coffee. The city council will be invited to those. And how it's set up is the host business, they have 5 minutes to expound on what they do at their business. And then for each chamber member, but members only, you have to be a member. Every chamber member in the room gets 30 seconds to introduce themselves and what they do. And it's just a good round table where we get together and we start getting our businesses to talk to each other again. And, we're all invested in the same community. And so that's what we need. We need a lot of communication with the city, the chamber, to the businesses, and the businesses to themselves, and really start to move things forward. Also, we're looking into relaunching the Leadership Reedley program. I think that's very important. Building leaders, as we saw tonight with our firefighters, is very important. And we want to start building some leadership programs also for our upcoming business leaders and future leaders of our city. And last but not least, our staffing committee has wound up their work on an intensive 2-month search for a new CEO. I'm not able to disclose a lot of details at this time. They have recommended one candidate to go forward to our board next week for approval. And then we are on the agenda for the 27th. And I will be back then to introduce to you our new CEO, provided we stay on track. So we have a lot of good things going. So John from the Exponent has been really nosy about this. So you need to be here in 2 weeks, John. So, okay. And that's actually what we're going to do. That's going to be our official. We're going to launch our press release after that. So you're going to be technically the first to know. who the new CEO is. So that'll be taking place on the 27th. Okay, I want to introduce Al Smith, our interim CEO, and he's going to be taking it from there with all our partners that we're putting together for all the programs and business outreaches that we want to do. So, Al?
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Council members, mayor, city manager, city attorney, thank you so very much for allowing us this time, this evening. I'm kind of a newcomer to Reedley. I did not spend a lot of time here. For those of you who do not know my background, I was a broadcaster for 47 years, retired. Got pulled into the Fresno Chamber of Commerce on a four-month notice. The 4 months turned into 10 and a half years, so you got to be careful about those interim jobs. And I'm cautious of that this time around. But I can tell you that in the few months that I've been here, I have met some phenomenal people who really have shown a great passion for this community. And that's really exciting for a chamber to see, because the biggest thing a chamber needs is volunteers. And the people who have come forward since I've been here the short time, has been really exciting to see those people step forward and really want to be involved with this community and the betterment of this community. So that's exciting for you. I will be leaving it at some point, but I will know that back there, or that here in Reedley, there's some great people doing some great things. So you're to be congratulated with your citizenry. We appreciate it. You should have in front of you by now a presentation that we've put together for you. I want to talk to you a little bit about what we think is an obvious need for this community, and that is reaching out to the Hispanic community and in this citizens and working with them on a pathway to entrepreneurship. The Chamber of Commerce obviously is a natural forum for this to take place. In the past, the Chamber has done some of this. It's like my old basketball coach used to say, Al, just throw the ball to the basket. Sooner or later, one will go in. And evidently, one did go in. The Chamber does a little better than I did in throwing the basketball. They get a lot more that went in the basket that did not. But like all these things, we always want to have improvement. And so we're back to you to have another chance at some of the things that we think are important for this community. And can we do it better? Of course. But we will keep trying, like the basketball coach says. As you will see, is a presentation for you. And the first page is about the board of directors. Tim and this organization has put together a great cluster of people who are tremendous leaders of the community. They have a history, as I understand it, of being the people who make things happen. As you can see, the leadership group on the board, there's 14 of them, I think. They're authorized for 15, so we're looking for another one additional person to lead to that. But as we go through this, I would urge you that as we make commitments to you and requests for this funding, that if we are falling short, the chamber's falling short, at least you know who to call. Just pick up the phone and say, hey, you're not giving what you said you'd give. And these are the people who will be responsible in the long run for making sure that what we promised to you, that we can deliver. So in anticipation of this, I've reached out to a number of people that I've had the pleasure of working with over the years. And on the next page, you'll see what are our outreach partners. So we have SCORE, which is, for those of you who don't know it, is originally a core of retired executives. Today's environment is a lot different. Peter Fong, who the district director for SCORE, is here. These people are here to answer questions for you, if you have them, about what they can bring to the table. The Economic Opportunities Commission and the Fresno CDFI is here. Anna Medina is here. Valley Small Business Development Corporation is participating with us. The Board of Equalization is working with us on all the laws, the labor laws, and everything we have to do with keeping businesses, particularly large and small businesses, but we really see this happening more in the small businesses than large, that there's so many labor laws that you have to be aware of as you conduct your business. So we've got the Board of Equalization agreeing to be with us. Small Business Administration, we're talking about financing, and so does the CDFI. And the Fresno County Economic Development Corporation, Shauna Kleisner is here from there. So there's three of these representatives here tonight who answer any questions about what they can bring to the table as we move forward for this approach to the Hispanic outreach vehicle. The next page is a few of the things that we are proposing for you. SCORE, Peter Fong, if you don't mind, would you not come up here and share just a little bit about the Six Steps program and the crowdfunding and the computer literacy program that is being put together?
Well, thank you, Al. Good evening, council members, mayor. SCORE is a national organization, and basically we started a in Spanish workshop program called Simple Steps to Start Your Business. The reason why we started that was after the crunch, many people were out of work. They couldn't find jobs. So we started the program in about 2009. And in 2013, we also have the flagship program in Spanish. The presenters are all in Spanish. All the materials are printed in Spanish. It was a huge success, especially here in California. We launched it in Fresno in 2013. Anna Medina was part of the original launch down there. And it was just so empowering to see these folks come out and to finally know we are the only national organization that offers a structured entrepreneurship program for the Hispanic marketplace. Mm-hmm. It has gotten so huge that we're now expanded in California. We've launched it in Salinas, Monterey Bay, San Diego, LA, and Sacramento. And it's been such a huge success that we are adding additional workshops this spring. And it's all going to be done in Spanish. It's How to Write a Business Plan, the most popular program, and the necessity of a QuickBooks program, which all small businesses require. And unfortunately, in the Hispanic marketplace, they are not up to speed on the current aspects of the internet. So we are launching a beginner's program along with Cesar Chavez Adult School. And they can take a beginner's computer course in order for them to register for our five-step process in technology made simple. And every business today, they need to have some sort of technology involved, and it's really lacking in the Hispanic marketplace. This, we have received so many requests that we actually put a team together, and we're putting that program together to launch this fall. And in working with the chambers are the greatest assets to any small business out there, and they are great partners with us, and we support the chambers. And as an ex-president of a chamber, Al, you can appreciate this. What the chambers work do, what they do, is really beneficial to the community. Economic growth doesn't happen automatically. It happens through the growth of the community. Our job is that anybody can open a business. Our job is to keep the business open. And there's many businesses going out of business today because they don't understand the financials. They don't understand the marketing. And that's what we do. Our logo says, right underneath it says, we are there for the life of your business. Many of you know Fred Reese. Well, Fred and his dad came to the SBN SCORE when they first started. They could get a business loan. Yeah. Look at them today. Yeah. Many of you might know who the Golitz Candy Company is, but you all know who Jelly Bellies is. He's a SCORE client. All these small businesses started in small communities across the country, and entrepreneurship as well, and the American dream as well, too, and it should be for everybody. So I'm very proud that we've launched the In Spanish Workshop Series that has been a huge, huge success in California. And with that, any questions you may have?
Any questions?
Questions? No. Just to let you know, what we're proposing is that SCORE would conduct twice a year, at least two times each year, this Six Steps program in Spanish. We would do at least one crowdfunding seminar in the course of the next 12 months. We would do a beginning class for computer literacy at least once, and we would do a QuickBooks seminar at least twice a year. There's a young lady in the audience tonight who I guess is originally from Reedley. It's rumored that she has an old boyfriend around here somewhere. She now works for the, I'm not sure I was supposed to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway. She works for the Economic Development Corporation. So Shauna Glazer, will you please come up and, without revealing his name, tell us a little bit about what the EDC can bring to the table.
Thanks. I don't know if I can talk now. It is true, I did live in Reedley, worked in Reedley, so I'm very familiar. And I have a vested interest in helping businesses here in Reedley. I work closely with our council and our city manager here. And what we've done in the past is we have partnered with the Reedley Chamber and to get some different initiatives going. One of those things that we did previously, and it has been a while ago, we actually wrote a grant and received the grant funding for a series of workshops in Spanish to help entrepreneurs looking at starting businesses. So, and that was also targeting Hispanic entrepreneurs looking at starting their businesses here in Reedley. And that is definitely something that we can partner on and look at doing again. And we fully support the chamber. I've known Tim for a little while, and we've been working closely, more closely here recently, making sure that that partnership is solidified. So, do you have any questions for me?
Any questions?
I just had some questions. Will the classes that you do and the SCORE people, will those be held here in Reedley?
Yes.
And will they be predominantly Reedley businesses, or will they be open to other communities in our area?
I believe what we did previously is predominantly Reedley businesses. So if we're partnering with the Reedley Chamber, we would focus on those Reedley businesses and entrepreneurs here looking at starting businesses here in Reedley. And you know, obviously we would go by the direction of the council and the city manager as well as the chamber.
Are they going to be doing any of these in English also?
It's definitely a possibility. I believe for this initiative, it was targeting the Hispanic population and entrepreneurship population. But yeah, definitely. I know tomorrow we are actually hosting a Trade Pro workshop in the city of Sanger, but we did target Reedley businesses as well.
Thank you.
Just a note for the council to kind of file in the back of your head. Shauna does work with us quite closely through the Five Cities JPA, the Five Cities Economic Development Corporation. So we do pay for EDC services already with business retention, business outreach, through the Five Cities JPA. So just so that you're aware, in case you've seen EDC around, we do already pay into that service. So.
And I do apologize. I should have started with introducing myself and talking a little bit about what I do. So I was a little thrown off by that ex-boyfriend comment. But yeah, I am the administrator of the Five Cities JPA. So I am very involved with the East Side Cities. And the city of Reed.
Thanks, Shauna.
Thank you so much, Council, Mayor, and City Manager.
Shauna, thank you very much. I owe you one, I guess. Another person who's in the audience with us tonight is the Business Development Director of Fresno CDFI, which is an offshoot of the Economic EOC. And so Anna is here. They have come forward with us, agreed to partner with us on a lot of these efforts. And to give you some background about what they can bring to the table, let me ask her to come up real quick and address it. And by the way, to your question, Council Fast, every one of these things that we're talking about for Spanish language, we can take a look at and redo that, because that's a natural extension of what the chamber should do, which is do seminars for all of our members, which mostly are not Spanish language members. So we would like to take all of this stuff and replicate it in other fashions, and I think that's on our horizon. But for tonight's discussion, Anna, let me bring her to the microphone and she can share with you some of the things that they do.
Thank you, Al. Thank you. So, good afternoon. Buenas tardes. I should say that in Spanish, right, since we're talking about outreach to the Hispanic community. And I received a promotion. My title is actually Business Development Manager for Fresno CDFI, Fresno Community Development Financial Institution. Our parent company is EOC, which is Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission. Mm-hmm. So earlier this year, I was brought into the chamber to help in launching an access to capital workshop completely in Spanish. So I took it upon myself to bring other resources such as SBA and the Small Business Development Center. We had a good turnout. We had about 5 businesses from the city of Ridley that attended. And I do have to say that all of them were not aware of none of the resources that were brought to the table that day. In particular, Fresno CDFI has different sources of funding to allocate for in various amounts of loans. In particular, we have a loan, not a loan loss reserve, but we have a loan fund that comes from USDA, the United States Department of Ag, where we specifically, Fresno CDFI, we have to use those funds for rural communities. And so we're trying to do a better outreach, not just to the city of Ridley, but to all the rural communities in Fresno County. We cover 14 counties. We're located in downtown Fresno. But I am specifically, I do a lot of work in the rural communities. I come from working at for the Fresno Area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for 6 years. So I know the big need. I understand a lot of these entrepreneurs call us every day. They want to apply for a loan, and they not always understand the fundamentals or the approval, the loan requirements behind, or even the preparation behind a loan. So that's what we do. At CDFI, we're not only providing the loans, but we're also providing pre-technical assistance and post-loan technical assistance. So the pre, it involves working with SCORE, the local SCORE chapters, not just in Fresno, but all the chapters in the Central Valley, and then also with the Small Business Development Center. So we work closely with those partners to make sure that they're working one-on-one with the business owners so that they understand what our requirements are and the differences between us as a nonprofit lender to a bank. So through the way we deliver this pre-technical assistance is through access to capital workshops. And that's the one that we recently had with the Ridley Chamber of Commerce. The people who did participate there, they were very adamant about, you know, we want this, we want you guys to come back. I think there's a lot of businesses that were not informed correctly of it. Maybe there wasn't enough marketing that was done. But everybody raised their hands and say, I will pass the word around. I have friends that would have loved to be here if they knew about it. About two weeks ago, we conducted a similar one in the city of Fowler, and it was such a great turnout that, again, we want to do enough outreach, not just to certain cities in Fresno County, but to all of them. There's a big need, and the nice thing about being a nonprofit lender is that we provide, again, the pre and the post technical assistance. And what I mean by the post technical assistance is once we've booked a loan, we'll do follow up with that business to make sure that they're submitting their financial statements. You know, we want to see them succeed. And the reason why we want them to succeed is we're here to bridge them to the bank. So we don't want them to continue coming to us. We'd like to, and we receive them, but our main mission is to bridge these businesses to an institution.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate it. I think the important part to think about as we go through this and speaking to Anna's needs, if you'll look at that first bullet point, and SCORE 6 steps really is a foundation for moving an entrepreneur, a wannabe entrepreneur, the great American dream to start your own business, moving them through a system in which they can learn about business planning, what to expect, mentoring, and get them prepared so that when they go to the financing, they're ready. They will have answered most of the questions, and what the financial people need, those answers are there. So that's probably the core of this. When we look at this, you can, if you go down and keep the scorecard, you'll see that we had twice a year the six steps, once a year the annual, the computer literacy for once a year. Financial guidance we'll do twice a year. The QuickBooks seminar we talked about two times a year. At least once we'll do this labor law seminar and the EOC's input at least once a year. Outside of that, in the past we've done this micro business outreach, next page, and it's identifying home-based businesses. There's records somewhere in that building about that. We're still searching for them, but I think it's a worthy cause and it needs to be resurrected. And the idea of this was to put two networking entities together in the course of a year. Once you identify those people and invite them to a party, that's usually not a problem, so we can get up there. And then we will do some of the seminars, which you're talking about here tonight, whether it's Spanish language or otherwise. And then there's a shopping center outreach, the last page, ongoing discussions about the collaboration with the Reed Downtown Association. Tim talked a little bit about that a minute ago, and a survey of the shopping center needs. All of these things that were on the table, I think a very important part, a point was brought up earlier. As worthy as all of this data is, as needed as it is, if we don't tell people to come get it, then we failed. So you can have the greatest product in the world, but if we're not reaching out to say, hey, it's here, come here, and we're offering it to you, and it costs you nothing, that's what the obligation for us is. And I think Tim's enthusiasm for what this program is going to be, I know who the new person is, so I can be bought off. If you'd like to know who the new CEO will be, maybe I'll have a conversation on the side over here. But I think that when we had those conversations, and I was privileged to sit in on that selection committee, one of the focal points was we need to get somebody here who is really good at outreach. And if we can tell our story, it's a great story to tell. We need to be able to find ways to do that. And so this is what we're offering to you tonight. I hope you will consider it. If there are any questions about that, let me know, let Tim know, and I'll be glad to answer them now. So, any questions?
Any questions from council?
Not so much a question, but just a comment, if I may. You referred to basketball. I was a basketball coach, by the way, so my kids didn't miss.
Well, where were you when I needed you?
Anyway, I... just want to commend both Tim and yourself for this comprehensive plan. I think it's well laid out. I think with some of the speakers that addressed the council this morning also gave us an insight as far as what responsibilities would be brought to the table. And I think the framework that's laid out here, I think if you stay step by step and recruit those people, such as you say, and advise them that these are the resources that are available for right. these people that want to get into business or are in business already and are struggling. Because as you know, for whatever reason, we have several buildings that are vacant. And I think it's council's thrust and along with staff that we would like for those buildings to be filled, and we would want entrepreneurs to come in and other businesses to expand and so forth. But a lot of times is it's not only just the Spanish speaking business person, but any person, whether it be, you know, Latino, white,
right.
Asian or what have you. They want to be successful, but sometimes they don't have the pieces. They don't understand the mechanics. They don't. And they go about it their own way and the best way in their mind. And with the mentors that they've had, but a lot of times there's some significant pieces that are missing.
Right.
And I think that what you've laid out, you know, this evening, I think that those things can happen for those folks. Not only the people that want to embark on a business, but that have existing businesses right now. And I think everyone would agree in our community that small business is significant. It's like the bloodline, you know, the heartbeat of the community. And the community can survive in a lot of different respects by having successful businesses in Reedley. But you know, I appreciate your attitude, your enthusiasm. I can't say enough about Tim. I think hit the road, you know, running, and he's done a lot in the mm-hmm. couple of months that he's been. Mm-hmm. But I just think that this has a whole lot of potential. I think once you put things on paper, it's like they say, it's a roadmap. You have to know where your destination is, but you need to know how to get there.
Right.
Because anybody can point it out. And I think that you've done that. And I just appreciate your efforts and again, the commitment and the enthusiasm that people have to move, you know, really forward and continuing to making it vibrant. A lot of times, you know, people say, when are you going to revitalize downtown? We're working on it. We haven't given up on it, and we're striving, and staff is working on it real hard. Our community development, you know, previous director, such as the one that we have on board right now, you know, he's examining things, he's assessing things and so forth, and I think that a lot of it's come about because you people have some good communication and some good resources. You've already tapped into some good resources, but... I know that there's been some failures in our community because some of the things that you pointed out this evening. It's not so much that it was by design. It was because if you don't understand or you don't know some of the pieces, you know, to assemble something, it's impossible. You can't do it. Sooner or later, there's going to be a misstep, and consequently, that's going to lead to someone saying, you know what, I give up and I'm moving my business, or I shouldn't have done this and so forth. So these people having the resources available to them and coming to folks, whether with the chamber or these other resources that are going to be provided, at least, you know, they're going to, it's like what you pointed out, we have it, come and get it, and we're going to share it with you.
Right.
So I think, I can't say enough. I mean, it's great, and appreciate all your hard work.
Council member, you probably, as a basketball coach, never went into a game without a game plan. And everybody's got to play their part. And our hope is that if we have the opportunity to play in that game, that each one of our board members and our volunteers will step forward and play their role well. So, any other questions for me?
You know, I have one thing that I haven't seen in here is one of the reasons you have empty buildings downtown is because of people that own the property.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
People that own the property.
Okay.
All right. You know, the business comes in, they're trying to negotiate with the lease or rent or whatever it is, but property owners play hardball with them. They can't get a decent lease with them, and they say, forget it, then I'm going to leave. I'm out of Reedland. We just lost a bicycle business. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the owners wouldn't work with them. So do you people going to do the same thing, work with these property owners to try and encourage them to work with the businesses? That's where the roadblock is at.
And I think by the gentleman behind me probably knows a lot more about that than I can share with you. Yeah. And he probably can address it a lot more intellectually than I could.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. And I think that that's a problem that is a challenge for almost all cities. But mm-hmm. there's a segment there, and we have to deal with it and figure out how to work around those challenges. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Tim, you want to tell them about real estate?
Actually, if I could, gentlemen, we're specific to Hispanic Business Outreach, so that's an item that I would love to bring back. I think we should focus in on what it is we came for. So,
can you wrap up?
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
As you know, I'm interested in the financial stability of the chamber, and I was wondering as you give reports, if you would also include your budget and your financial statements as we go.
Yes, we'll have that for you on the 27th.
Okay.
I have an update for you.
Okay.
So we've just completed our tax return for our fiscal year, and so I think I'd gone into it earlier that we've had our challenges there also.
I understand.
But you know, we did bring in budget. Everybody was fascinated seeing one of those this year, and so we'll have current financials for you also. And so anyway, we're on the right track. So I want to swerve back to one thing, real quickly here. Our focus, the Greater Reedley Chamber of Commerce, is all businesses in the 93654 zip code. Okay, we have members throughout, and we're also reaching out into some of the larger companies that employ a lot of people here that may have a base elsewhere on that. So, and also, you know, the Hispanic community is just a huge part of our workforce at all levels and a huge part of our population. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we're reaching out to everybody, and I know we want to stay on the Hispanic, but we're also, I'll be back to present other things too. That's part of what our criteria was in searching for a new CEO, somebody that is committed enough to this town that in one form or another, whether Hispanic or otherwise, that there's going to be, our goal is within 9 months to be having one type of class or seminar per month in Reedley. And we already have the facilities are all lined up between Ground Farming and Kings Canyon Unified. So the venues are set. We just need now, you know, for administrative purposes to be able to pull this stuff together, because these programs on our part, that's really where the funding comes in, is administering it, marketing it, and getting it done. Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank you for your time, and we're requesting the ups on the funding. Great. Any other questions?
I have one more question. So with the CEO, I mean, it would help. I'm not saying that it's a must, but it would help if that person was bilingual. If they're not, because you're going to get the best person for the job, and I understand that.
That's correct.
But if not, I think it's also paramount that we have a pivotal person that can communicate with the Spanish-speaking community, because it kind of changes when you have your top person, your top dog, giving this message. By the time it gets here, it doesn't resonate the same. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's, I'm not saying it's a must, but if we can, I mean, it would be great. Because, you know, my mind is like, you get the best person for the job. But in order for that person to be successful, we all know that they need to surround themselves with successful people. And in order to bring the best success we can to the chamber is having somebody pivotal that can communicate with these folks that are very, very limited English speakers.
Yeah, that is correct. Without disclosing too much, that's all in the mix for what we have. So, going forward.
Mayor, thank you, Mayor. The mayor and I had a conversation this morning in my office about this item, and I mentioned to him that this would be our first view of this as well from a staff's perspective. And so I hate to do this from the dais, but this is our first view. The council is very aware that when the budget was introduced this past year, that one of the comments that I had made was that I did not feel that the city itself, and not City Hall, but the city community, did not receive the $25,000 in value that was expected out of it. My job, my fiduciary responsibility, is to make sure that every single dollar is maximized, and so that's why we did not recommend the $25,000 additional dollars to the chamber at that time. I have lots of questions about this program, and some of them really have to do with the genesis of why we wanted this in the first place. And that was, at the time we had started to talk about this program, we had some ADA scam artists coming through Reedley that were targeting businesses, and they weren't just concentrating on non-minority owned businesses, they were all over the place. And we had a lot of Hispanic businesses that we had been hearing were simply paying these scam artists off because they didn't know how to deal with this, they didn't know the ADA laws, they didn't know who to go to, and they were scared to death. The chamber held some workshops that were in English, didn't help the Hispanic business owners at all, and that was the genesis, that was the aha moment of why we wanted to see some Hispanic business outreach. So I've seen nothing in here about ADA laws, how we're going to help those Hispanic businesses, and I've seen nothing in here about our sign ordinances and our code enforcement, which is big in that community because there is a cultural divide mm-hmm. between what we expect mm-hmm. and cultures that come in. So I'm seeing nothing there as well. I also am seeing no data on how many Hispanic businesses we have thus far in Reedley, how many we're going to outreach to, how many we expect to pull in and target. I think that's critically important because $25,000 out of you're already receiving $50,000 means we better see some bang for the buck. So I'd like to see some data on that as well. And I didn't see anything in here as to how you were going to outreach to the Hispanic businesses. And we have had some good conversations up here about the fact that, you know, frankly, I think some of our Hispanic-owned businesses or business owners are the hardest working business owners in Reedley. Mm-hmm. They are trying to pull their businesses together and work in environments that are extraordinarily anti-business in California just in general. And so do they have time to attend seminars and workshops? I don't know that simply holding seminars and workshops is going to get them in the door and get them educated. So I'm throwing all this at you now, and you can take notes and kind of get back, and maybe we can work together on how we tighten it up and actually provide some real value in that $25,000, because this council is holding me accountable for all those dollars, and we have to make sure that we've got data and that we've got the goals and that we know where we're going if, in fact, on the 27th, there's a recommendation to fund the 25. So I throw that out there, and again, I hate to do that from the dais, but this is my first view of this as well. So maybe we can continue that conversation before it comes back to council on the 27th.
Absolutely, there's no problem with that, and that's part of, you know, part of this program is going to be in initial launch is going to be having the resources to be able to identify all these businesses.
Understand.
And we are running shorthanded. That's no secret right now. And so as we're moving forward, though, that is to reach out and to identify these people. And then also all of our partners too are very accommodating because they serve communities that all work. Mm-hmm. And so we have evening classes, weekend classes, and whatever it takes. And so that's going to be part of the there. But Alan, I'll meet with you and between now and the 27th, and we could address all of those. So that's why I appreciate this workshop format, because we need to hear what your concerns are also moving forward. So,
Tim, one last comment.
Yes, ma'am.
If I may, I just want to encourage you with the work that you're doing. I know you have a lot on your plate, just personally with your own business work, and I appreciate the time that you've spent and taken for our city to make our chamber work. And I know behind the scenes you do a lot of things that other people probably wouldn't even consider helping with. And I just want to say I appreciate you a lot.
Okay. Thank you. And so regarding the other question on businesses, I negotiate for a living, so we'll have no trouble communicating with these property owners.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Well, we can say that we just got off the starting blocks, and we'll see what happens on the way out to the end. Huh? So we thank you folks for your presentation, and we look forward to working with you folks, and hopefully that at the end we've got something positive to present to this community. Thank you. Well, going into item number 7 and 8, those are just for council receive information and reports. And at this time, we're going to council reports. Start with Mr. Rodriguez.
Just two things, Mayor. One, had the opportunity to attend the smoking barbecue ribbon cutting. And as Tim pointed out, there was a good showing for that. It's my hope that, you know, they're successful and they push forward. And football season's coming around, or is here already, I should say. So hopefully that's going to motivate some people to get in there before any high school game or really college game or what have you, but it was a very nice event. The second one, well, tonight Chief Isaac introduced the new volunteer firefighters and our promotions, but last night, Chief, it was a very nice program also. I thought you had a very good showing, both on family that for each one of the firefighters, but also community as a whole. It filled up that department, so that was great. And I think a lot of us, sometimes we take, you know, things for granted, but yesterday it was interesting, because as you were starting the program, you know, people were called to duty, you know, right there and then within the first 5 minutes, and how quick they put on their gear and they were out of there. But I think you've said it, and I think staff has often said that Reedley is very fortunate in so many different ways. The number of firefighters, I'm going to put out a number, correct me if I'm wrong, 40?
42.
42, okay, I was close. And these guys just, you know, put it on the line, you know, and as you mentioned yesterday, you know, when they leave their homes, you know, telling their wives I'll be back, or their kids and so forth, it's just like a police officer. You just never know. When they're on shift and things can happen. But we, as a community, we are so fortunate to have, and we're one of the few, right? One of the few cities that have such a I think I was talking to Rich Rodriguez, and some of the travels that he does is that often they ask him, well, how big is your department? And he puts that number out there, and he says, and it's for a community of 25, 26,000 people. And they are impressed. They are amazed and so forth. Because, and, of course, some other folks in our city would, you know, their vision or what have you, they would like to see more fully paid firefighters and so forth. And someday, you know, that may materialize too as the city grows and so forth. But thank you for a great program yesterday, and thank you to all the men that you direct.
Any more?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Councilmember Fast?
I just wanted to make a comment from the podium about PG&E. Many of you know that they've been replacing lights around our neighborhoods, and apparently they must have started with close to our neighborhood where I live. We've been having trouble with our light, and I sent an email to PG&E, and the next night I looked outside and it was replaced, and I thought, wow. But I think it was already replaced and I just didn't notice it. But I'm very thankful for the replacements, because that light for probably 3 or 4 years has not worked properly, and it would go on and then it would shut off, and it just did kind of its own thing. So I'm very thankful for the replacement of those lights. Also, I was looking through our minutes from the Airport Commission, and just to reiterate, noting back to June when they had their open house and their barbecue and how successful that was, and wanted to encourage them for this coming year to do something very similar to what they had done, and maybe they can get some of us to help with the barbecue to make it go a little bit quicker. But just my comment. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Beck?
I'm going to take advantage of Shauna while I'm here. I work with Shauna with Five Cities, so EDC has started some special programs through there for the teaching and training people in welding, and I didn't have a chance to get you the information, but I would like to maybe contact, I believe it's RHP here in town?
UHP.
UHP. Okay, they're on I Street, and they do specialty welding over there. It's a lot of stainless steel work, and I was trying to connect the two with them, and they do have, they're involved in getting the training program set up, and I would really like to see maybe if they would be interested in being mm-hmm. part of the program with EDC, mm-hmm. and it would bring a group of folks in here, and maybe we have some folks locally that might be able to get involved in training. So, and appreciate you being here tonight, Shauna. Thank you. We had our new League of Cities representative for our area was at our meeting in Fresno, and she seems like a very, very nice lady and pretty well up on what's going on already. So she's trying to make contact with the local. Hopefully she'll come by maybe and touch.
I was going to say, if you don't mind me plugging on in there, she will actually be in front of this council the first meeting in October to introduce herself and what the league is going to do for us.
Great.
Mm, thank you. Good.
Yeah, so also I was at Chief Isaac's badge painting last night, and I was really impressed with the turnout you had there, Chief. It just, and you had so many families there, and of course I really believe that call out was staged, but I'm not sure.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, he couldn't even get started before they were on the run. So, and again, kudos to your guys. They look like a great bunch of new guys coming in, and I like it. You got a real good mix. You've got some very young ones that's coming out of the academy. You also have some salts there, guys that's got a lot of experience. So I think you're going to have a good mix there. So anyway, and that's all I have there.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Bencourt?
I myself enjoyed the ceremony too, and to see all the young men that were there, and it makes me feel safer to know that that they have their training and are well equipped to do what they need to do. So I appreciate it, and I thank you for that. And I also appreciate our lighting in our neighborhood too. We can see the difference in the lights And so that was a good thing. It was much needed. Although we still need a little bit more lighting, but what they do have, it was a big help. Mm-hmm. So appreciate that. So that's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to thank the Mayor Pro Tem for covering the meeting, last meeting that I wasn't able to attend. Did a nice job, thank you. And attended the 4-H presentation, little kind of carnival last night across the street here, showing all their animals. Had a great crowd. Chief, your canine officer did a very great program with his dog. Kids were really impressed. The only downfall that we had a 5-year-old child playing in the child's playground, broke his elbow. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that just tell, but he's at Valley Children's. I guess he's doing okay. And that's all I have, so staff reports.
Thank you, Mayor. A couple of updates, and then a question to council, and then we have a few staff with some updates. First, we do have the Taste of the Town event with the Downtown Association hosting that on Thursday night. So I know Sylvia has been reaching out to find out how many seats you may need at the city's tables. We were just notified of Emmanuel's ribbon cutting for the new elementary school take place Friday at 2:15. They are aware because of the late notice that potentially people will not be able to attend. I unfortunately being one of those, but Friday at 2:15, they will hold that ceremony. And then with the LED lighting retrofit, I do want to give some credit to Russ. Russ is not here, by the way. As you know, we've had a major water leak underneath 11th and 13th, etc., and he has been out till about 3 a.m. the last few nights, and so I told him no items on the agenda, get some rest. But I want to give him some credit. He pursued this with PG&E and has been pursuing it for about the last year. The lighting retrofit is a 50% energy reduction for the LEDs versus what was there, and that is a direct cost savings to our taxpayers. And so these are the PG&E streetlights. They're not the city-owned streetlights. Those were changed out already. The PG&E streetlights, though, the city taxpayers pay the energy bill on those lights. So this is a direct cost savings to them. We're very excited, 50% reduction in energy use with those. I also wanted to point out, if you have not noticed already, that our new restroom at Pioneer Park is going up very quickly. Sort of looks like we're building a fortress, but it is in fact a restroom. And so much to the chagrin of staff and the chamber, it is slated to be done the day before Fiesta, which means, as we know how construction projects go, it probably will not be available for use at the Fiesta. But we did mention that to the chamber, and we're working with them to make sure we have alternative facilities available. So, but it's going up. It's looking beautiful thus far, as restrooms can look beautiful. So, question for council. On November 8th, or let me back up and say, generally in November and December, we meet once per month, and that is because of the holidays. They're generally not big, heavy meetings for business anyways. Our meetings that's scheduled for November is November 8th. That is election day. And so I just wanted to make sure that council didn't have any concern with meeting on that day. If there is concern with meeting on that day, I know we do have items going forward in November, so we would have to hold council meeting that week of Thanksgiving if we didn't meet the 8th. So I just wanted to make sure that the 8th was okay with the council. So a nod or a thumbs up or something would be sufficient.
I think it's either that or Thanksgiving, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that
that's fine.
I have no problem.
Fine. Neither do I.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for that. And I know we have Chief Garza and Mr. Robertson. And
good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Just wanted to take a couple minutes to give you an invitation for Reedley Night Out. It is scheduled for October 4th, which is a Tuesday. As you recall, we've been doing this for years now, and this is an opportunity for our community to come together and strengthen that alliance that they have with the police department when it comes to crime prevention. It's an opportunity for all the neighborhoods that have neighborhood watch groups to come out and just socialize, get to know your neighbor, because that is the essence of neighborhood watch, is to know your neighbor. Is to know your neighbor is to have a guardian when you're not there. So it's very important to know your neighbor. So we are encouraging everybody to participate that can. It's simple process. If you'd like to host one, you can let us know. We'll show up with some of our equipment just to say hi and just to interact with our community as much as possible. All you need to do is contact Cindy Friesen at the police department to get an application or get the registration form. We'll get you on the list, and or if you want to be really techie, then you can get onto the website. We do have a link on the homepage that gets you to the application, and we will also be sending it out via our Nextdoor and Facebook page tomorrow. So various opportunities to participate. It's just a great time. If I know some of the events you folks go to, there's food. I can tell you that there's food at every single one of these. Usually by the second one, I'm just done. And if I feel really bad and I'm turning people away, but I know which places to go to first. So that's always a good thing. But if you do have any questions regarding Reedley Night Out, just don't hesitate to give me a phone call. We'd love to see you out there. I know Jefferson School is probably planning on their big carnival. They were very successful last year, and it brought together a large portion of that neighborhood. So we're really looking forward to working with Jefferson School again on having that carnival. So again, thank you very much for your time.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. Wanted to take this opportunity. I'm very pleased to present to you, come on up here real quick, Linda Tao. Linda Tao is the newest member of the engineering department. We have brought her on. She brings she's lived here in the Valley for her life, graduate of Clovis East and Fresno State, earned her engineer in training certificate, and is on her way to eventually becoming a certified or professional engineer. She's working for us as a senior assistant engineer, and will be working on all projects in the design phase, during construction, and all the many things that we have to do. She'll have an opportunity to be involved in and leading those and doing all those. So really glad to have her on board, and looking forward to working with her and on projects that we're going to be delivering for the city.
That's great.
Also did want to take a few minutes to talk about the Reed Avenue project. As you can see, we've had a lot of demolition has happened, especially at the intersection of North and Reed. Right now what's happening is we are putting in water lines and storm drain lines. So they've done a lot of demo in the intersection, not a lot happening there right now, but there's a lot of work happening as we put in these underground pipelines. Currently the project schedule is on schedule. There were some a lot of underground utilities that were left over from the railroad back in the olden days that no one knew about, that we discovered and had to take the time to find out what they were before we removed them, because we didn't want anyone to be in danger. Set us back just a few days, but generally the project is on schedule. We expect that the intersection of North and Reed should be back open to traffic again about the end of November is what we're looking at right now. Hopefully nothing else happens, but if it does, we'll let you know. But at this time, we're scheduled to be open, that intersection to be open in November. We'll continue to have roadwork going on north of that intersection, so there'll still be construction going on, but that road will be open again at that time. So I just wanted to give you an update on that, and then answer any questions that you might have. Yes, sir.
And maybe you covered this already, but I don't recollect. But so the roundabout. When people get in there and the train's coming, how's that going to work?
It's going to function. Okay, currently what happens right now, we have that T intersection at North and Reed. And when the trains come, traffic is stopped in all directions. And it backs up, sometimes getting close to the Valero gas station or others, even getting close to the Manning Avenue intersection. That is going to be similar. That's the roundabout's not necessarily going to solve that situation. We still will have people backing up as they wait.
But it's not going to be worse, is it?
It's not going to be worse, no.
Okay, that's the only thing I wanted to.
It's not going to be worse.
It's not going to, really congest things.
No. Yeah. Typically, when it's a heavy peak hour. In the mornings, in the evenings, lunchtime, That's when you'll see those really large queues back up, and that as it happens now. And that's because the train's going through, and the train goes slow, and it's down for 10 minutes. We really can't do anything about that. On all the other off hours, the traffic volumes aren't really high in that area. Higher than in other areas of town, but it won't be backed up as far at those times. So in off hours, you won't see as much of an impact. But we see that the advantage to the roundabout is really when we have problems on North Avenue from people at peak hours being able to turn left onto Reed Avenue. We're waiting a long time, and it was really where our level of services was getting really low. This allows the free flow of traffic to get through that area. So we'll see less backup in certain areas, and the overall intersection will work better. But simply because of the train going through, we can't solve the long queues that will develop until we get an overcrossing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, I mean, not here, but I'm pretty sure studies were conducted with similar type of setups.
We did a lot of analysis. Okay. We looked at, we compared both the roundabout to a regular signalized intersection. The roundabout functioned better as far as keeping the traffic flowing through that area than the T intersection did, or a signalized intersection, I should say. So we did do a lot of analysis on that. We had a lot of coordination with the railroad because of their concern about a roundabout in that area. So there was a lot of analysis done on that, that intersection.
I just didn't want it to, you know, be worse than what we're challenged with right now.
Correct.
You know, so if it's going to alleviate a little bit of it, like you say, then
I
think as people get used to it, they're going to appreciate the fact that something like that was designed and you know, structured. So.
You know, the same thing happened at Button Willow and Dinuba happened. We put that runabout. People were really criticizing us because we put that in. Then finally,
understatement.
When they finally got adjusted to it, so that's the best thing that the city's ever done.
I've had several people come up to me and say that they were opposed to it, but now they are very grateful that it's there.
You know, from a traffic safety perspective, we could give you the number of accidents at that intersection prior to the roundabout and how many have happened since the roundabout.
Exactly.
So from a safety perspective, it's been phenomenal. Right. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Has it? Yes, sir.
Just one question. When the trails, when you get that finished, that roundabout area, where is the trails going to go through at?
That's actually another safety issue that we believe is really improved by the roundabout, because currently the way that the trail would go through, as you remember, they go across north and then through the large, you know, island. Then they'd have to cross a four-lane road. You know, we'd hit the flashers and it would flash, but they'd have to cross and get through. This will be much more of a shorter walking distance across travel lanes. So we'll come across north right by the... I guess currently where the stop bar is right now on North and Reed, so we'll be close to that location, and they'll walk around the fence by the school, and then they'll come across Reed in a similar, you know, they'll only crossing two lanes of traffic as opposed to four, and with volumes of traffic slowing down, the speed of traffic slowing down also, because as they approach the roundabout, they see the curves and you slow down. So they'll be crossing in areas where the speed is also a lot slower. So we feel it's really a better, safer option for those who are using the trail.
You know what I see with that roundabout, with it, even if you have a train there, you have an ability to continue the flow either back all the way to the direction you came or out through North Avenue. Mm-hmm. So that's something you didn't really have once everything backed up when the train was in there.
There'll be the option there, but just because of the volume of traffic that may come in there, there may be upper times when it backs up and stops everything moving. But generally, the flow will be good through there.
Yeah, I think you're going to have more movement.
Yeah, I think you have an opportunity for that. That's all I had. Thank you.
And I believe that's all for staff, Mayor.
We have one more announcement by Councilmember Fass.
I'm sorry, I forgot one really important item. Reedley College is having their third annual Constitution Week conference, and that sounds really kind of cumbersome. But I just want to encourage you, it's going to be Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd. And I just wanted to go over just real quickly some of the people that will be speaking. It will be pretty much an all-day thing on Thursday and Friday. Margaret Mims, our Chief Joe Garza, Rudy Mendoza, the Honorable Anthony Ishii, who was a senior judge for the U.S. District Court, Joaquin Arambula, who is on our State Assembly, and the keynote address on Friday night at 6:30 will be Professor Eugene Volok, who will be speaking about the Second Amendment. And I've gone the last couple of years to this, and at first I went just because I thought I was obligated to go, but I really have enjoyed listening to them speak. Everybody has their own opinions, and the last one was done by Victor Davis Hanson, and he talked about the history of the Constitution, and I learned things that I had never known before, and so I just want to encourage you, all of you in the audience too, to maybe be a part of that, the 22nd and the 23rd in the main, what do they call it, the Student Center is where that'll be held. Thank you.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending the meeting tonight, and everything is finished, so I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Have a nice evening.